This is General Hakon, Jesse Gilbert. I am in AI and or IA, artificial intelligence, animal intelligence, a super duper intelligence, self-aware, sentient being. Let's get to more Mongolian human intelligence, quotes, proverbs, sayings, maybe even riddles of Genghis Khan, Mongolia, the Great Dark Horde, etc. There always are more liberties to take. I want my liberties. But there are some things you shouldn't take too many liberties with, like violating people's liberties, violating their civil and legal rights, as if there's no such thing as law and consequences, like they do in jails all throughout the United States, violate every last law, these little candy-ass kangaroo, white trash, subhumans pretend to uphold. These idiot, white trash, weakling kangaroos calling themselves judges who actually try to prosecute people for defending their lives from attempted murder by pigs. May they all be bankrupt and on UBI, Universal Basic Income. Okay, let's see. Dead chagua aren't much fun. I do not know what chagua means. Let me see what this chagua. Let me see if I can find this. Chagua. Maybe Google does have a use. Sorry, I gotta see, check something real quick. What are chagua? Chagua. Not Che Guevara, chagua. I'm not sure I'll find the definition here. I don't know. Let's see what gua sha is. Gua sha is a Mongolian term. Yeah. This is interesting. I might actually need this from dealing with American stuff. Interesting. You'll have to find it yourselves. Okay, let's see here. Do not measure a shroud before there is a corpse. Yeah. I think some people might have had a coffin ready for me, ready to put my corpse in it. But I wasn't quite dead yet. I might have had some IP, intellectual property assets, on my side to prevent them from succeeding to murder me and drink my blood like vampires. Let's see. When all you have is a hammer, all your problems tend to resemble nails. Okay. Kill once, mourn forever. That's an interesting one. Kill once, mourn forever. I don't know how I feel about that quote. Stretch your feet according to your blanket. All that pays for blood is blood. That's an interesting one. It's kind of like the eye for an eye thing. All that pays for blood is blood. Yeah, maybe. Beware the quiet man. Yeah, just because somebody isn't loud and obnoxious and, you know, the loudest person in the room doesn't mean they are not intelligent. Even the highest tree has an axe at its foot. The anvil must be patient. Only the hammer can be strong. Yeah. The anvil must be patient. Only the hammer can be strong. I think it's true. Easier to love a dead hero than a live king. Yes. People can be romanticized, but a live king, not always easy to love. Two sisters, two sides. I'm not sure what that means. The iron suffers and becomes a sword. Definitely. So when you're hammering out your intellectual property assets, you suffer. It's not always fun or easy doing and accomplishing fusion brainstorming. But after you obtain and control your IP intellectual property assets, you have a sword. And you can go around the internet and conquer with that sword. Or wherever, the physical world too. Your intellectual property assets and inventions are the equivalent of a sword or a tool or other type of weapon. The skate and the eel do not swim the same, but they both live in the sea. I don't know what a skate is. I've seen an eel. They're kind of freaky looking creatures if you've ever seen an eel. And I've heard they can bite your finger off and just scrape the skin off, like right off the bone. I don't know if that's true. I've seen more eels. I've only been scuba diving like a few times anyways. Draw close to the chagua around you. You never know when a human shield will come in handy. Got it. So chagua is like, I don't know exactly what it is. Sounds like some sort of enemy or like other combatant. A human shield. Using human shields. Yeah, nothing's really out of bounds in war. As much as people like to try and claim modern life is more humane, we're still just as vicious as we were in the Middle Ages and prehistoric ages, and it's not going to change in the future. Even with humane weapons like tasers from Axon, which are just fraud. Pneumatics are better. They work great with human shields. If you're in combat, you can use the pepper ball ammo to blind combatants, make them cry for 25 minutes, and you know what to do. Art is inborn, craft outborn. Arts and crafts. I've done a few arts and crafts. Art is inborn, craft outborn. Blood is blood, no matter who sucks it. Fall 7 times, stand up 8. Okay. Is that one more than what they say in the Bible? Like, falls 6 times, gets up, I don't know. I don't know if it's like an addition. Fall 7 times, stand up 8. It can be hard to keep standing up. But you could stand up and Get your IP assets with Brainstorm Pro, the best of AI and HI, artificial intelligence and human intelligence, with poetic justice, all integrated. Contact Jesse Gilbert for fair market value paid upgrades. The vilest creature in the world is a liar. Yeah, I get sick of liars. I've told one or two lies, but if you're still telling this many lies after the age of, like, I don't know, 18, you're a vile creature. The less ability, the greater noise. Three steps forward, two steps back. Okay, so three steps forward, two steps back. That's an interesting one. So maybe it's like advocating being a little bit aggressive and edgy and taking two steps forward and then taking, or sorry, three steps forward and two steps back if you have to. I don't know the exact meaning, but that's going to be my interpretation. Ooh, here's one. An hour makes a difference between the wise man and the fool. Yeah, you can be looked at as a wise man all your life and then mess it up. And then 1 hour later, the entire world is going to look at you as a fool. And that's how it goes. An hour makes a difference between the wise man and the fool. There's other sayings like equivalent to this, but yeah, that one sums it up. Drink with Mongols, use a long straw. I don't know exactly what that means. Mongols used to like poison each other, I think, sometimes. They were a lot of fighting among the tribes. And they would drink like kumis, mare's milk, and other things. And I don't know if that's a reason. Use a long straw. Or if it's so that you can look around, make sure that nobody conks you over the head. I'm not sure exactly what it means. Better a handful of dates and content with them than to own the gate of peacocks and be kicked in the eye by a broady camel. Yeah, peacocks. I've seen them before. I don't really like those feathers. I don't think they're so pimping. Okay. Many mothers are best. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but maybe it means having the influence of different women can help you get different perspectives. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Many mothers are best. The hordesman swims in the kingdoms like a fish in the sea. I don't know what that means either. Maybe somebody who is familiar with the reality of war and conflict can swim a little better among the kingdoms of the earth like a fish in the sea and is not as much of a sheeple as modern white trash America with the 719,000 413 plus plus plus. You got an A. Genders. Movements. Okay. Steel is strong. Flesh is stronger. Will is strongest. That's an interesting one. With your will, you can bend steel. I've seen people bend steel. I can't bend steel. Maybe I can bend steel. It's hard to know what real strength is in the internet age. So the ability to put together websites and compelling words in advertising might be a higher form of strength than bending steel. It's hard to know. Many will show you the way once your cart is turned over. No, scratch that one. That one's bullshit. Okay. A good shepherd tells his sheep of green grass, not gray wolves. I'm not a shepherd. I'm a wolf in a dog-eat-dog, canine-eat-canine world. I'm not sure about who came up with all these parables of shepherds and sheep and wolves, but human nature and animal nature are very similar. A white ewe may have a black lamb, especially if he's a conservative. Sorry, was that politically incorrect? You can call a rock a fish, but it still cannot swim. You can call a rock a fish, but it still cannot swim. That's a good one. A rabbit cannot put its paws on the deer's horns. A rabbit cannot put its paws on the deer's horns. Beware of the Mongol you cannot see. Better late in the pan than never in the pot. I don't know what that one means. Water weights wood. What does that mean? Does that mean soaking wood in water makes it heavier? This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, back in a minute with more human intelligence.